What's up, Knicks Nation? I'm Danny B. Welcome to the Morning Drive. We ran it back last night in Philly against the Sixers, and I thought we held our own pretty good early on. You know, the defense was there. RJ was getting busy down low. Randall was hitting his shots. But you know, at some point, Embiid was going to become a problem, and he definitely did. We saw Mitch pick up two quick fouls. Sims picks up two. And here's where we see about the only change that we get from Tibbs from last game to this game. And that's when our center position got a little bit hairy. Instead of going to Randall and Obi like he did last game, this time he went to Taj. And I get the angle. You want to try to limit Mitch's fouls, Sims' fouls, so that way we could have those guys available a little later in the game. But plan doesn't really prove to work. We're up eight though after the first quarter, and we go into the second and we see Cam and RJ continuing to slice it inside again, like I said, putting that pressure on the rim, and they really help that energy there to build us up a lead of 16 points. And we're looking good, but of course at I want to say 5 minutes left in the second quarter, after a lineup change, you take out who's hot. Don't know why, but it happens every game, 90% of the games, whatever percentage you want to throw on top of it. I don't know if it's pace, lineup changes, some crazy voodoo shit, but we start losing momentum at the end of the second quarter in every game, right? For the most part, like I said, and I don't know what it is, but that momentum begins to shift. And although we came up out of the half 7 points, we start the third just seeing Philly have an energy that we're not matching right off the bat. Embiid gets five straight. RJ helps to match it. But what happens? He gets taken out of the game, and the freaking Sixers go on a run. They end up going up by 10, and we're never able to get a footing to come back at all. They outscored us 19 points in the third quarter. I don't know how we're supposed to do anything with that. And then the fourth quarter, it's just a dogfight to try to get back into the game, and it never happens. You know, so 123-109 was the final score. Like I said yet last night, if I'm going to take anything from this season, it's going to be the continued development of RJ Barrett's game, the rise of Grimes, the little things, the intangibles. That's what you want to take from the rest of the season. We got to see what we got in the rest of the guys. I need to see real deuce minutes, not freaking 30 seconds at the end of a game that we're down. Give me a break. What are we doing? We got a tough matchup this weekend. Suns on Friday, Clippers Sunday night. Knicks Corner leading you in. I'm out.